When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Friends, welcome to the Daily Inch.
Oh, hello.
While I'm away researching Murder Mile, here's a little treat to keep you entertained over the next 3 weeks. 15 little stories which are fun, rambly, informative, but not essential to listen to. Each story has been written and presented in a tongue-in-cheek way and are not for the easily offended. Murder Mile returns on Thursday the 24th of August 2023. But until then, there's this. The Daily Inch. Number 24. Egg Foo Fucked. Takeaways. We all have our favourites. Whether you're a vapid dullard who relishes stuffing foot-wide slabs of Italian cheese bread into your mush, only to get arsy when someone puts fruit segments on it, but oddly, you're okay with dried dead pig. Whether you hate all that foreign muck and will only eat good old British food, but have no idea that the first fish and chip shops in Britain were all Jewish. Hello, fried fish and potato, the clues are there. Or whether you're a gammon-faced racist who lives on a diet of curry, Indian, beer, Egyptian, and football, Chinese. Begging the question, why do all racists love curry? Admittedly, some takeaways do have a purpose. Like kebabs, which only taste nice when you're trolleyed, and although half of it misses your mouth, like it's fitted with GPS, even when you're bladdered, it somehow gets you home. Like sushi, which consists of old rice and cold fish, and is a great way to get rid of the leftovers that nobody likes. Or Scottish cuisine, which being deep-fried in lard, explains why there's no rubbish on the streets, as everything's deep-fried. Everything from Mars bars to M&Ms to pizza, from lost legs to traffic cones to nuclear waste. Everything is deep-fried, except for actual food. Here's a hint. If you want to dispose of a dead body in Scotland, simply leave it outside of a chippy and it will be battered, deep-fried and scoffed in 8 seconds. But is having a favourite takeaway worth killing over? The fans of Peri Peri Chicken and KFC go to war over whose food is the blandest. Are there nightly street fights to decide which franchise's mega meal of lard, slop and gizzards causes the most heart attacks? And do lovers of Mackey Doo's go on a kill-crazy rampage with an AK-47 when anyone dares to suggest that their beef patty doesn't contain 60% cow's foo-foos and anuses? In America, very possibly. But in the civilized world, what? Certainly not. And yet, I'm sorry to say, some people do get a tad tetchy over their takeaways. As if you were to order them a Big Mac rather than a braised steak. The worst you can expect is a cold shoulder, an audible tut, and a mouth all wrinkled and pursed like a bulldog's ring piece. It makes for an unhappy evening. But is it worth dying for? On the 21st of February 2009, in Brockley, southeast London, the James family lived in a two-story terrace at 14 Brockhill Crescent. It was a pleasant little street, where the worst you could expect was rolled eyes and a deep huff if you used someone else's recycling bin. Only this family was a tad volatile. That evening, 44-year-old Joseph James had made an agreement with his elderly parents, Ozzy and Maureen, that he would return with a takeaway. His dad, Ozzy, wanted a Chinese. A delicious array of trays of succulent tastes and textures, as he imagined chowing down on lemon chicken, chow mein, shredded duck pancakes, Sichuan fried crispy beef, pork balls and prawn crackers. Yum! With the rest of his evening spent holding his belly and groaning in delight, followed by a big snooze. But his belly-groaning dream was not to be. As being a selfish little cheapskate, instead of getting Chinese, James picked up chicken and chips. Oh yes, three crappy, saggy boxes of overcooked bird tit with soggy fries swimming in a sea of grease, which had just one seasoning that we can all find in a Hoover bag. For Joseph, it was just food. But for Ozzy, this lit a fuse on a fight which had been brewing for years. In court, Judge Hawkins, who had ruled on many murders before, summed up the motive as, "Joseph returned with a takeaway, and you were not happy with what he'd brought back in its condition." An argument erupted between father and son, and although frail and walking with a stick, as Ozzy flew into a rage, he said he saw his son coming at me like a raging bull and pushed me down on the kitchen floor and hit me hard on the head with something. Either grabbing a knife or already being armed, Ozzy plunged a 12-centimeter blade deep between his son's ribs and into the left ventricle of his heart. With the police called at 5:40 p.m., as paramedics fought to save Joseph's life, Ozzy was restrained by officers as he kept ranting, "He came at me like a raging bull." As in the kitchen sat three uneaten boxes of chicken and chips. The irony being that had he ordered Chinese, they would all now be happy and asleep. Arriving at hospital at 7:15 p.m., unable to revive his heart, Joseph was pronounced dead on arrival. Tried at the Old Bailey, as there were only three witnesses to the crime, one being deceased, one being the accused, and one being Maureen, Ozzy's wife, who claimed she hadn't seen the fatal blow. Unwilling to give evidence against her husband in the death of her son, 77-year-old Ozzy James was cleared of murder, but convicted of manslaughter. He was sentenced to 5 years in prison, owing to his age and frailty. And there you have it. A family destroyed forever. And it was all because of a takeaway. The Daily Inch returns tomorrow. And of course, there are 15 more Daily Inches if you scroll through Murder Mile's back catalogue. Thank you for listening.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.